Stop fiddling with that.
I can't, I'm just a fiddler.
We've all said it. We've all said it.
I'm just a fiddler. Come on, Your Honour. We all have purposes in life. Mine's to fiddle.
Hello, welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 3, Episode 3, all the threes.
Mike 3.
And today I'm joined by Ryan Locke.
Je m'appelle Ryan.
The fiddler. David Fiddler. Priest.
Hello. Back again.
And Tom Looney.
Looney.
Over in the corner is Max Smith, who forgot his trousers today and is therefore off camera. Dave.
Yep.
How's life?
Life's treating me well, Stephen. Thank you for asking.
I've put here you did a satirical tweet this week, last week.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You stuck it to Bojo.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I thought it was a really good comparison that you made.
Thanks. Cheers. It was, wasn't it?
Quite.
Blonde hair.
Thank you, guys.
Stop it.
Is it really clever and funny?
No.
It was just a good lookalike show.
Not me. Okay. No, have a laugh.
I'll give it a retweet later.
Yeah, nice one. Cheers,
see if that does anything.
It does a lot.
You're in the big leagues now.
I've got an Alexa, you see, so I ask her what's going on in the world of news.
Oh, fuck
so,
me.
I've learnt about this Boris Johnson fella. Oh, and this Jason Rigg mug.
Started off with Dave flirting with Alexa. What's going on?
What are you doing?
My trinkle.
She's great.
In other more serious news, a real crime was committed as you were accused of stealing a character.
Here we go. Right.
Of course, with the sketch. You were playing a businessman.
Yep.
Successful
yep.
businessman.
Yep.
Imagine Dave in court. Guilty.
Yeah, that was me.
I did that.
No, the first one I'd done, we come on the podcast and done the Gilbert. To be fair, that was stolen. That was definitely stolen. However, this
great start
time,
to your defence.
This time I'm innocent. I've just done a generic posh accent, and it just so happened to sound like
you and Mortimer are similar.
Yeah, minds, you know.
Had you seen the character before?
Not until people were saying about it. I thought it was a character from like Vic Reeves and Bob Mortimer, that sort of era. But no, it's just a video he does of himself on Twitter.
Yeah.
But I honestly had no idea. Your Honour.
Is there a forfeit?
No.
No.
God, didn't you listen to what I just said?
Yeah. Desperate.
Yeah. Punishment over it. Ryan.
Yep.
You went for dinner on Sunday.
I did.
Ooh. How was that?
It was good for the first half.
For the second half?
I just got a bit too drunk. Yeah. Didn't enjoy
the
food.
Solve your problems, mate.
What, who are you with?
Erin.
Just Erin.
We went out for food.
Oh, yeah.
And, it was at her work, so 6 months ago.
Oh, fuck me.
The food was really good, but it got to the last course and it was just a bit, I don't know, because I'd been drinking the day before and 6 glasses of wine in at this point.
Oh, so it's probably not to do with the day before, was it?
Well, no,
six glasses of wine.
Yeah, I suppose.
But red, white, rosé, what was it?
A mix.
Mixing your wine.
Whatever goes with the, you know.
I know.
But no, it was really good, but I was just dying, yeah. Yesterday was...
rough.
Yeah.
Not a good day.
Spent it on the sofa.
Mm. Didn't fiddle anything.
Tried.
Barely, anyway.
Wasn't having it.
The other thing that's going to stop you is arthritis and your fiddling ways.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that day, mate.
Yeah. Does arthritis usually hit the fingers first?
What's this?
He's warning it off.
Football celebration.
Arthritis, get away.
Off to the changing room. Tom, you saw Stuart Lee, not this week, the last week.
But I didn't tell anyone about it.
So call you.
No, to be fair, I think we just glossed over what I was doing, what I've been up to.
You did.
Didn't get a chance to... Yeah, it was good. Stuart Lee was very good.
5 minutes of silence, if I recall. Don't rush him.
Yeah, I went to see Stuart Lee at Lowry. That was a show from that got bought for me in 2019.
Yeah.
Oh, that long.
Yeah. It was very good. Nice to get out there and see. So he had a bit to say about a few things.
Oh,
but not,
I bet he did.
Yeah.
But not too much. It was just... wasn't going into the pandemic and stuff, that kind of thing. It was cathartic.
You need a nice high five.
That was enough for me.
2 years I've been waiting for him to chat shit.
Three.
Three shit.
Good maths.
Huh?
Oh, it was a joke, was it?
Yeah.
He's back!
Season three, we've got our first joke from Ryan. Well done, mate. But this is at home, mind his little celebration. Pathetic. I filmed a Sidemen video. I don't know if it's going to be out when this is out. Nice. Maybe. Three of them were off with COVID and we all got drunk.
Nice.
Got drunk. I was the presenter and I feel like... Previously, I did the wheel, and people were going, "Oh, you're a good presenter." Now that's really going to be tainted. Slurring my words like riling on this morning. You know?
Six glasses of wine drunk.
Give it a gear. Give it a fucking gear.
Rack is a line.
Great input.
Make a noise.
This guy.
Knowledge.
That is.
Look out for that. Look out for that. Yeah. See if you can catch that on YouTube. we went out on the weekend. Not all of us. Max was not invited. He was, but he's busy. Ryan,
yep.
Tried to get out of it. Pathetic.
Yep, tried to get out of it.
We friends.
Every time. Every time we go out, you are pathetic.
I was up for going out. I wasn't...
Wasn't up for the escape room.
Yeah, escape room originally.
You went, I'm not going to do that. And I went, I've literally just booked it, Ryan.
Yeah. Do you not think it was fun in the end?
Oh, it was fun. No, I did have a good time.
Oh, it was fun, but I wouldn't. If I had my time again, I would have rightly fucked off the escape room. I should have stuck to my guns. Finished work, gone home, had a fiddle.
I'm just not very good at escape rooms or anything like that. Where you've got to
escape this room.
I bet I would struggle.
I like the bit where you got locked in the potions cupboard. That was good.
That was really fun.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. Yes, I forgot about that.
We just shut the door on him at the end. And the guy who worked there came in and he was giving us our certificate things for passing it. We heard Ryan making a noise from the door and I thought, I should pretend that he's locked in the cupboard.
Yeah, poking his
finger through, trying to get our attention, going,
"Hello, hello, I'm stuck."
And I'm like, "Okay, Ryan, that's funny. Someone here now, so could you get out?"
Yeah.
And he was actually stuck in.
Yeah. Couldn't get out.
You just left him like,
if we'd have done that 59 minutes earlier, we would have sailed through. Sailed through.
Such a distraction.
Ryan's job was to go and get the message.
That became his job by default.
Probably all shit to help. Yeah.
When the others were struggling, they would come up with some suggestions.
Others,
on the
you were part of it. You're struggling.
Yeah, but I was struggling.
I think that was a given, though, wasn't it?
It was a given. So every time hints came up, I ran to the screen to see, what the hints were.
What it could be. Yeah.
And then sometimes I'd forget to relay the exact message. Then
you just came back and went,
"Potions!
Potions in the room. Key.
Room full of potions.
Potions in the room, key. Something about Harry Potter." Something about, "Do I need a glass of water? I don't look well." Yeah. Guarantee every time he went back, he was knocking on the door trying to get out. "Don't be here, please."
They're watching this whole thing.
Yeah, forget that they're watching.
We also saw Dave in TGI's. Yeah. Just cooking up a storm behind the bar.
Oozing class.
I'm in my element. Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
It's great to finally be served a drink by someone with charisma.
Oh, thank you.
Someone that smiles.
Yeah, Ryan really lacks that. In fact, he was polishing the surfaces when I saw him last week and said, "I feel like I'm going to lose it."
I did sort of have a mini breakdown with Stephen when he come in.
Have you got any plans to make a career change?
No. I think I'm gonna
got any plans to have a breakdown?
That will probably just happen.
Not set a date on it yet.
Soon. Yeah.
If it doesn't happen after six glasses of wine, then when it'll happen. Or in the escape room when you were trapped in. It should have happened by now.
If anything, I felt comfortable.
I was in the same spot.
All these potions, one of them will help me.
This will make it bigger.
His forehead.
No! Stop. I thought he said foreskin.
Girls never think foreskin. Damn, 10 inches of foreskin.
Yeah.
wish my foreskins were bigger.
Rapunzel could use that.
Bigger foreskin, you say? Glug, glug, glug.
Those people getting so circumcised are fucking stupid, aren't they? It's a nice bit of cock you got there. No mice there, I'll have it.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Oh. In other news, Joe was in Paris and he filmed a wing it.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
You've not seen that.
Oh my god, I did see. What is it?
So he was in a park in Paris.
Oh no.
And he went to Burger King.
Oh no.
Because they do chicken wings there. Oh. And then he stood with his girlfriend in Paris, you know, around Valentine's.
Yeah.
She just has to film him as he eats these fucking dry chicken wings, going,
"You don't get many, do you?
€3.50, that's about £3.20 a day in our currency. Yeah. Taste what a bed in chum." Oh,
that's so dry. Went out there. Becky, right. She's
like, God, they're so dry. She's like, "It's not the only thing, mate. Get out. Get that sauce off your face. Embarrassing." Can we go to the Eiffel Tower now? No. Stay in the park.
For those who have missed Wing It.
Wow. Oh, mate. Yeah, so check out Joe's Wing It France special. Finally crossing the border. Now for some news. Ooh. Jimmy Carr was in trouble for a joke he did in his stand-up special. What did you make of that, Ryan? You love Jimmy Carr.
I did. I mean, you
I
know,
did.
Oh, sorry, I do.
Cancelled.
No, absolutely love him. I mean, the special came out 25th of December, so
we said
this
is
a bit of a while back, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's, yeah. I know, you know, it's only a month ago, but
2 months now.
So is this your defence of him? It was a month ago.
The joke was. I mean, there's so many jokes that he said, and it's just happens
that's
to be
weird,
that
I don't think you should get told off for making a joke, no matter what it's about. Jokes are jokes at the end of the day.
It's one of them.
I get that.
And if you don't like it, don't watch it.
No one said anything about it.
If someone keeps saying that they've got a platform, then you'd be like, well, get them off the platform.
Yeah.
Which I understand. True. The thing is, it was a shit joke.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not the first time he's made jokes I just think are a bit shit.
Yeah, yeah, he's made loads
shock
of
factor
jokes about
jokes that are just mean or something, but. Mm.
That was something you'd see at an open mic night by someone who tries to be controversial.
Yeah,
just trying to be Jimmy Carr.
Too hard.
I can see the punchline coming a mile off. Mm. Do better, Jimmy. Not in terms of the offensiveness. Just in terms of your jokes, yeah. Wake up and smell the coffee.
Still love you, though.
Fuck off, mate.
But no one said anything about the joke until the charity.
Until a month later.
The charity.
Maybe the charity.
People realised what had been
specials.
Said.
Yeah.
Huh? Maybe the charity isn't watching a comedy special
on Christmas Day.
Mm. Yeah.
Mary's boy child.
Jesus.
Good show though. You should watch it.
It's funny.
I think he's made jokes about pretty much everything. So to be offended at that and not everything else.
Yeah.
He's made jokes about Africans dying.
It's when Boris came out and started slanging him off as well, though.
Boris is just trying to turn everything to distract.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just it's because it's in the news, isn't it?
Did you see that over there? Go and watch him, please, for the next hour.
Get out of
the
party.
I just ran off to a different country. Tally-ho.
One joker and one joke.
Yeah, sort of Dave's thing. That's fine.
Tweet that, man.
Tweet that.
Kurt Zuma was caught smacking his cat.
Yeah.
Scump. Yep.
Weird. Very weird.
Yeah. Why would you do it? Especially.
Why would you film it?
Yeah.
Why would you laugh behind the camera?
Why would you get a kid to hold a cat up so you can smack it out of his hand?
I think for the elevation from where they were, it was a good angle for
it. You want to get top corner, you see. Yeah,
it's too much of a jump if it's, you know, a guy doing it.
It was
just
twice,
the science
it?
Behind it. Yeah, that's the fair, child that's helping out there.
Thanks for answering my question.
It's not just comedy, also educational.
Yeah.
Very strange.
I don't know, and especially it was like, apparently it's a Bengal cat or something like that.
Bengal
cat. And they're quite
rare. Bongo.
Play bongos on it, you know, that's what he's doing.
Probably has.
And apparently they're really rare or something. So why would you do it to that?
Yeah, get a
you
common
You want to get
cat.
A common mutt.
Just get your tabby.
Yeah, you're at that
piece of shit off the street,
you know?
Don't do it to your expensive cat. Just go find a neighbour's cat or something. Yeah. Just one that's walking about. come on, no, Kurt.
Mate. Then you wouldn't have this old balava. Yeah.
Try it with
I mean?
A pigeon there. Throw a few rocks at them. God.
Idiots, idiots.
Yeah. The Brits was yesterday when we filmed this. And Marie fell over. And she's a singer. Oh, yeah. Funny. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Becky Hill won a Brit.
Yeah,
I voted
for
her,
mate.
Did you? Nah, I don't know. He's obsessed with Becky Hill.
Yeah. I went specifically on her Instagram just to vote for
her. So you did?
Nah, we'll never know.
A bit stalky,
did you or didn't you? Because you keep saying you did, and then when I go, did you? You go,
nah, we'll never
keep
know.
It in the air, mate. Keep it in the air.
Well, you did,
yeah,
because
did,
you know how you voted for her.
Yeah, yeah, I did.
You know the process to vote.
Great woman.
Why are you being coy about it?
No, I don't
know. Are you a bit embarrassed?
Nah, not at all.
Was this a topic of conversation on Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why,
yeah.
Why are you playing Becky Hill songs in a restaurant?
Listen to this one.
It's just swirling around. Incredible, incredible.
Congratulations, Becky. Oh, Jimmy Carr and Becky Hill in one podcast.
Yeah, mate. Mate, getting all the ones you know. Did KSI win anything? I saw he went on there.
No.
Ah.
Embarrassing, mate.
I can't. Oh, sorry. I can't believe they played Zuma.
Zuma.
Oh yeah.
We heavily condemn him.
Yeah.
By the way, it's 4-4-2 tonight. You're gonna have to cover the road, mate. You are in so much trouble. But you are if they played three wings. Great footy reference, Stephen. They're playing Watford and Ben Foster does his vlog, so I reckon he's really put it on him at the end.
Yeah.
He's gone up to him, grabbed him by the thing and said, God, I'm going to get so many views for this. His thumbnail's just this. The cat emoji. Yeah.
It's possible there was some kind of protest or some kind of something, demonstration in relation to this going on this morning on Market Street.
From the cats.
Yeah. Just a woman knelt in the middle of Market Street.
That crazy cat
meowing.
From the Simpsons.
Just meowing under the tunnel bit. I was just hearing him meowing. I had my music. I took it at this woman just on the floor, just with her hands in the air. Just meowing.
I think that was a protest, right?
Yeah. Well, I just thought, well,
the after effects of drugs.
It could be. I wasn't sure. But it made me think. It made me think.
Someone's saying it.
Just walk past everyone.
Yeah, right.
Pretend she's not there. Max's football round.
Top story in the football world. Dele Alli wore clothes and drove a car. Sorry, Dele Alli controversially wore clothes and drove a car. Thank you. That was Max's football roundup. Did you see his garms?
No.
I saw someone comment about it though, like a host of something, saying, "Oh, probably I wouldn't want. What's wrong with football nowadays?
Yeah,
how dare he?
I thought he looked good.
Yeah. You know."
There's worse things involving football.
Exactly.
Minute,
like there's two things that have gone on involving football. So,
mate. Yeah, and he drove a Rolls Royce, which you don't expect footballers to have fancy cars, do you?
No. Rubbing it in your face a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, look
Piss
at me.
Off. Piss off.
It does make you wonder, you know, when they kind of talk about racism and stuff, and it always tends to be black players. Yeah. Not, you know, not all black players, but.
No.
Gonna defer Kurt Zoom. Ken Zoom.
Long morning.
It's early. It's an early
it
start.
Is early.
It is early.
Yeah,
start.
It's been tricky.
Start. I'm trying to rise early now.
I've been trying to drink a lot of water recently.
Well done, you.
Yeah, downloading an app and everything.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's a great transition for something. Well done, Dave.
Oh, let's see. I've got it on my hand, Stephen. Tick that off.
Have some water, please.
Yeah,
I'm so thirsty.
It's Aaron, baby. Now, before you sup on these bad boys...
Don't tease me.
What we have here is Air Up with a couple of new pod flavours, yeah?
Yeah.
They're mixing it up. They're changing things around.
Nice.
Now, I turn to you, David.
Yeah.
And you, Thomas.
Yeah.
I didn't even turn. 100 years ago. what pod flavour would you create if you could have any flavour in the world? What would you go for? You know, you want your water to taste.
Plain water, baby.
I love the taste of plain water.
So thirsty.
Not buzz water.
So thirsty.
Plain.
That's beer.
Beer
flavoured water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Ryan?
I'd probably just like a lime water.
Lime.
Lime water. I think they do that.
Oh, do they already?
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
All right. Strawberry and cream.
and cream. Strawberry and creamy
Wimbledon. It's hot in the summer. Strawberries and cream.
Rhubarb and custard.
Fucking hell.
Six glasses of wine.
What's with the dairy-based water?
Mint.
A minty water.
Okay. Like a spearmint.
Never cleaned your teeth and then drank ice cold water afterwards, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Just as bad as ice juice.
Mate, yeah.
I'm going to go for grape.
Grape. Nice. An American...
I got some Welch's grape juice the other day. It was lovely.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. What colour would you like?
I'll go
turquoise.
I'll go for the orange.
Dave is really leaning over to this one. It's fine.
No, I'll have the orange.
Okay, so you're going orange.
Orange.
Now, looking
at
the lid, I'll just pull this up, as you do with air up. Just like that. Okay, don't look at it. Take a sup. Don't even need to tip the bottle. Okay, as he tips it. What are you getting?
Mango.
Okay, okay.
Wanna go?
No, that's yours, mate.
No, that's fine.
Don't tip the bottle. Thank God we didn't get that. you just hold it still and drink through the straw. Okay, that one is actually a quirky flavour. Basil and lemon?
Basil and lemon?
Is it?
Oh, actually.
Herby citrus.
Yeah, ooh, yeah. Maybe I'll get some when water soon. Thirsty man.
Probably get splashed on by David. Okay.
Take it at this point.
Now, Tom.
Yeah.
If you get this flavour, I'll give you £1,000.
Cool.
Okay.
I can't really taste much at the minute. Not been able to since, you know.
Thirsty boy.
Forest fruits.
Oh, it's lychee rose.
Oh, wow.
Sounds
like a bit of me, that. Lychee
rose.
Oh, yeah, I love lychee. I actually do.
I do, yeah, me too.
I have no idea what that is.
Hashtag me too.
My favourite Rubicon.
Gracias.
Lychee rose there. Tell you what, they could both be wacky characters. Basil Lemon and Lychee Rose. Yeah. Look out for those.
Lychee and Basil.
Now, Air Up haven't quite mastered turning water into wine. But who knows in the future? What are they hinting at? They might have a beer flavour, it seems.
You know what? For Elkies, that'd be great. Getting back on the path.
That's it.
I'll take one of them.
You can stay out a bit longer.
Get one to work with me.
If you're someone who struggles to drink enough water, that was Dave until he got that bottle. This makes it easier, yeah? Adds a little bit of fun, a little bit of flavour. And they've got so many flavours now. Cool bottle. You don't have to tip it either. A bit like Ryan when he serves. Hey. And it makes it easier to drink more.
Yeah? It does.
That's a big bottle, because I hate when you get a small bottle. You have to keep refilling. It's like, back and forth. Big bottle.
And you know where you're
sup
at.
Sup on it.
650 millilitres.
Nice. Link in the description, whether you're listening to this or watching it. Okay, it's now time for my favourite segment. A few comments last week said you went on a bit, Tom, so try and keep it down, okay?
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Yes, it's Tom Looney's celebrity gossip.
That's right.
Tom, Rihanna has announced her pregnancy with ASAP Rocky.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's having a baby.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
I'm out the running now, whatever. Yeah. Sort of went off Rihanna a while ago, I must have sensed it.
Yeah.
No, I went off her after Disturbia, you know.
Yeah.
Really?
Just didn't know any other songs she'd done. Apart from Umbrella, you know, that was one of her openings, wasn't it?
Yeah, one of the first ones. Yeah, Ponder Replay.
Yeah. Ponder Replay. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I know that one.
Ryan, got any ones?
Something about chains and whips.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah, you kinky bugger.
Yeah.
You're filthy, mate. Only girl in the world.
Is that it?
No, that's a different song.
Right,
I think that one's S&M or something.
I used to get confused between her and Jessie J.
Yeah.
You know, the bad boys or something like that. Sank about her, man.
The bad boys, Alexandra Burke.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. They'll get them free.
But then Jesse Nelson has released a song about bad boys. It's not really a song, it's about the crime to music. But
did she do a song called, was it Unfaithful, Rihanna?
I don't want to be
murderer. I remember that was the first song I remember, Rihanna.
Yeah. The girl in my school sang it in year 11. She was Polish and said murderer.
Murderer.
Yeah. And I thought, it's funny at the time, looking back, learn another language. Proud of you. Mad respect. Yeah. You should have won the talent show for that alone.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I booed you off.
No, shout some things, brought some skinheads. That was wrong of me. And the fact that I finished below you with my magic act really still stings. I'll make you disappear. Come on. Just panicked and started singing Rihanna as well. Yeah, come on over here. Come on, someone clap.
Pretty stunning.
Now we move on to you laugh, you lose. Oh, remember, yes. If you laugh first, you'll be doing it the next time you're on. Which could be a few months for you, Ryan.
Yeah.
After rehab. Last week, Max was on. He had 30 seconds to make us laugh, and we didn't. Yep. So he's coming back. Oh, I know where this is going.
In three, two, one.
Hello, mate. It's me, Pete, from Pete's Eats, and I've got a horror story from my food truck. I was at a wedding the other week, and they wanted 50 boiled eggs, but I bought Scotch eggs instead, and I was fuming. But then I realised if you eat the meat off them, they're boiled anyway. So I was fine, and I was managed to sell all my stock. That's all I got now. I've got another one, though. 2 weeks ago, this little baby wanted 54 carrots. But I didn't buy carrots. I bought sprouts.
Cheers, Max.
Well done.
Fucking dreadful.
I'm glad he laughed.
So did he win?
I mean, Tom laughed.
I did laugh.
I was very close in there. Yeah. Shit.
So Max has got to do that again next week.
No.
God, no. No, I don't know.
Unless you want to.
No.
It's a really great thing.
Like you weirdly prepared for it and then...
it just went
I'd
down.
I'd like to think you did. That usually kills as well. That was your closer for a while.
I'm disappointed I didn't hold out until the Scotch egg bit was finished to see like where he went survived. With the sprouts.
We could have survived that.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, boys.
We have a new part of the show, Dave, where if someone copies a joke or steals a joke, they are punished. However, we have had two people that have lost. I am one of them.
Oh,
Ryan is the other.
What?
From the first week. Yeah.
Why?
What? Well, you probably stole jokes and misbehaved.
Yeah.
So you are being punished. Our punishment, brilliant, as the comments wanted, was a chili.
Oh my god. Yay. I'm getting flashbacks already.
You're safe, it. Dave. Oh, you're safe.
Just relax and enjoy it. Look at the fear in Dave. Just like he's about to start a shift at TGI.
Please pick your weapon.
Mate.
What is it? Is it a ghost or...
Carolina.
Fuck's sake.
It's not Carolina.
Oh, is it not?
Chili Pepper Pete.
Chili Pepper Pete.
It's another character.
Yeah.
Do you want a ching ching?
Biting the whole thing.
Yeah.
You probably should, mate.
Yeah. That's the forfeit, surely.
Cheers.
I'm not going to bite the whole thing.
Oh, you're supposed to. Bite the whole thing.
Get it all in. Come on.
Oh, I'll do half as well. Oh, fucking rank.
You know when you look at Chris, like salt and vinegar Chris, you get that little chili thing in the back
do
of your throat.
Do I have to swallow it?
Yes! How you feel?
Oh, I'm bad.
I can't swallow it.
You've got to swallow it, Ryan. Ryan, you've got to swallow it.
That's probably why.
Ryan, it's just pain. All it is the blood. It's the blood rushing to the...
If you leave it on your tongue.
Yeah. Swirl it round your mouth.
Yeah.
I don't like chilies.
Yeah. You're sweating, yeah.
Don't look around. No one can help you. Max, what's Max going to do?
Okay, it's down.
It's down.
Worst part's over.
Exactly.
It's all fun from here on in, baby.
They say water makes it worse, but...
It doesn't make it worse, does it, you fucking idiot? What's that fire brigade doing? You want a milk truck?
Nothing's funny about it.
But like stealing jokes, mate.
Ah, mate. It's not nice, is it?
I hate you.
What's Dave done?
I won't go on about it for 3 weeks now.
Oh, too
fair. He handled it all right. All things considered. I remember the first time I did a chili, I was a mess.
It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yay! This is like the sorrow.
This is 2 years on from the first podcast we ever did.
I can't stop crying.
Shut up!
Ryan's crying. Why is he always crying?
Oh, I have to go and blow my nose, though.
This is getting a bigger laugh than me.
Is that possible?
Oh.
He needs a minute. Maybe we could bring Pete's Eats in. Find out more about them sprouts.
I'll be back soon, my great sir.
Ryan, just sit down. Come on. What are you going to do out there, seriously?
Ryan, if you could bring any item to a point in history, what would it be?
To a point in, like, as in something from the past to here, or any whatever.
So you're going back in time with an item.
Yeah. I see.
Ooh, a good one would be just a camera back to, you know, any time in the past.
Yeah.
Film what went on.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Just go and visit your family.
Film Jesus.
Yeah. In your basement.
Just keep it hush, yeah? Yeah.
Your incestors.
What?
Incestors?
I've done that joke.
The incestors. No, I thought
that's what he said. I thought you were making the joke.
It's your call, Max.
Yeah, he said that joke before thinking about it.
No, I know, but I thought Ryan was making the joke, so I was clarifying.
All right.
Shut up and sit down. We have a joke thief that needs to be punished pronto.
Fucking nonsense. Nonsense.
You are right in the hot seat, quite literally. Chilies. For next week.
I've got to do a chili next week.
Well, maybe. It might not be you. Maybe this guy.
Maybe.
It could be Tom for the day.
Why are you so on edge?
There he is.
It's all right, mate.
I'm over it now.
Yeah, sure.
Over the hump.
The worst part's over.
Yeah, no,
well,
it's not.
Actually, no. It's bloody not.
Take it from me, mate.
It's not.
There's a lot more to come.
Really?
You're shitting for ages.
Oh.
And it's not nice.
I feel like medically something else is going on with you, mate.
There's going to be blood. Yeah. You won't be able to sleep.
No.
Rash. To spell words. Metal. Yeah, a camera back to the olden days, that'd be good.
Good. Maybe like a torch, that'd be
handy. Yeah, nice torch.
Oh, God. Fucking hell.
Maybe like one that, like a solar powered one, so you wouldn't have to charge it.
What time?
Never fear. Who are you, sorcerer?
And the light beams off his forehead anyway.
The year is 1986. This can't be possible.
He went back to 2003.
Some Pokemon cards or something?
We can look at them in the dark.
You take Pokemon cards back to when?
To just medieval.
Proper freak him out. Yeah,
sick.
These fuck
me.
These are expensive where I'm from.
Depends what they are, mate.
Stab me in the neck.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
My Charizard.
Fucking hell.
I reckon.
Maybe a torch or some Pokemon cards to medieval times.
The one that comes to mind is the birth of Jesus. And I'd be just after the wise men go in. Mm. I'd just come in with, you know, God. It'd be a slinky or something, or a Rubik's Cube. Really, really one up them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just be like, bye, boys.
Yeah.
Action man. Road control car.
I used to think to give
to Jesus.
Yeah. 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 Nice mare, mate. Here's your car. Yeah.
Here's your Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah.
Sorry. Who the fuck is that blind guy?
Who are you, mate?
Stupid.
Who's this, your Pokemon car? I'm over this. It's like a fox on the wall. Shame there isn't a wall around for 300 miles.
Well popular.
No batteries. It'll last till morning.
What are you taking into where?
I'd go back to the Stuart era. Yep. You know.
When was that?
You know, Guy Fawkes and that.
Oh.
Give him a, don't know,
a better bomb.
Yeah, C4 maybe. Yeah.
Or you get some more ammo for your tweets.
Yeah. That's it. Oh, they'll love this. James II, what a plonker.
I'd go back to that and tweet. Yeah. Not many people online.
Stinks of shit round here. Oh, getting some aerosol actually.
Yeah.
Quite good, wouldn't it? Yeah, yeah.
It'd be great,
yeah.
Just one.
Yeah, just one.
One can of Febreze.
Pass this round.
Yeah. Do yourselves a favour.
Tom?
I don't know, something really easy and practical that I could probably work backwards from to figure out how to invent, like, a stapler or something.
Or like a phone.
Go back and invent the stapler. Put a lot of money away and then return and retire happy, baby. Mr. Staples.
You imagine that Dave trying to create a phone.
Yeah, no, that's imagining. Yeah. Go on, what would happen?
Have you seen his torch?
So Dave's phone has a torch on it.
Fuck you!
Tom, your one was a bit strange.
Yeah, thanks.
Can I give you your item and you pick the era?
Yeah, cool.
Okay. After three, we'll just say it. 3, 2, 1.
Dinosaur times.
I can sample this.
Get back, will you? No, I don't. Throw in the lid at a T-Rex. He can chew on that for a while.
That'll distract him.
It wasn't a meteor that killed the dinosaur.
It was the shark.
A lunatic with a plastic container.
Next question.
Go for it.
What are you better at than anyone else?
Oh.
Something you do better than anyone else. Max, you got something?
Just being myself.
Boring, mate. That's why you're sitting out this week, yeah?
I'm probably the best at winding people up with my laugh.
Mate, I don't know, Jimmy Carr's is worse.
Oh, yeah, true,
and his is tinged with racism and stuff.
Bastard.
I'd go... What am I better at? I want to say badminton. I feel like I'm... Yeah.
I was going to say, football-wise, I have been referred to by some as the GOAT.
Yeah, so, yeah. Was it yourself?
I don't know. I'm not sure we could... Oh.
Or the cows. Shit, right. Never mind.
He's here.
What am I the best at?
Being a twat.
Get out.
No, Tommy's right.
I think one of the cleaners heard me being sick.
Oh.
Oh, you were sick?
I was dry heaving.
Oh,
why?
My stomach is on fire right now.
Ryan, what are you better at than anyone else?
Eye tricks.
I don't think you are. I don't think you are, mate.
Yeah, okay.
Just making a fucking meal of things.
Yeah?
I can make my nose twitch. That's probably quite good.
Go on, let's see. Wow, flaring your nostrils.
That's it, flaring my nostrils. Oh, shit.
I can do it slow.
I can
I've got to do it fast like that. Rapid fire nostril flares.
That's good.
I've never seen that before. No, I don't know about you guys.
Thank you. Can you move your ears?
No. If I could, I'd probably take off, mate.
Well, I am.
I'm up there insulting people. Max?
Yeah.
Might be the best at insulting you.
Yeah.
I'm the best at pushing Max to the edge. Took some going though.
I'm the best at staying clear of that edge, baby.
For listeners and viewers, Max is just creasing his face in quite an angry way. Ryan,
yeah.
What can you do
that's better than everyone else?
I escape rooms.
Honestly, I'm not a very talented person.
Hey, come on. What about awkwardness? You're very good at making...
No, I am incredibly awkward, yeah.
But you do it on purpose.
Yeah, a lot of the time I do it on purpose. Once I was out with Aaron's family and that, and I don't know why, I was just panicking in my awkwardness, and I just went, coriander's probably my favourite herb.
Rogue shout as well. So many great herbs.
Were you eating at the time?
We were eating at the time, and there was a bit of coriander in my food.
Okay, so it wasn't completely.
No. I think for them,
that did come across in the Come Down With Me video as well. Your chat was so bad.
Mm. Yeah.
It's got good chat.
The water's nice.
I'm not very good in dinner situations.
Yeah,
like
dinner
is a big group.
I'm good at forgetting things, that's for sure. Yeah. Or good at getting away with things as well.
Oh.
I'm good at...
Yes.
I'll get away with loads at work, especially.
When we were there, I saw that you were well-liked.
Yeah.
Really don't aim that at you, mate.
I don't work hard, I work smart.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know? So, butter people up, get away with it.
Yeah. You just work angry, don't you?
Yeah. I work pretty hard.
Badly
though.
And angry.
He does work hard.
Yeah.
You work hard at, you know, making cocktails.
Yeah.
This'll do that.
I wouldn't say you work hard at TGI's.
I would say I'm probably the hardest working bartender.
On the bartender. On the bar, yeah.
Yeah. That's because you don't engage with people or other people. You're just busy polishing stuff.
I'm there to get out.
I'd say, you know, smiling and being pleasant is part of it. Right?
Yeah, big time.
It's part of the hard work. You're just there going, you're a factory worker. Yeah. In the bar.
You shouldn't be customer facing.
No. But I don't normally have to speak to customers. Like,
could we get someone who works back to back with you? So you do that stuff and then they're facing out the front.
That's what we do.
Smiling, chatting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, right, I'm actually, you know, very good at chatting to guests in the bar. At TGI's, I don't bother. Never bother.
No, I didn't get that vibe because I was talking to you.
Several
staff came over and went, do you know this guy? Pointing at me, thinking I was a weirdo because of your fucking facial expression. No doubt.
And the fact that you're never talking to me. So there must be a...
So what are you better at than anyone else?
I'm always good at finding little ways to fix things, like patching stuff up, like not actually fixing it. Like if something breaks, I'll find like an ingenious way of using whatever I've got at hand to kind of patch over it or get it working again.
Yeah. When the TV broke, you used semen and cement.
I mean, it's a difficult question, Stephen. Better than anyone, I think.
Period of a lockdown rifle. Yeah. You know, Wii tennis was my thing. Then I reached a certain level and fell apart.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what I've been getting into recently?
Go on.
Space.
Okay.
Did you know?
Right. Lay off the weed.
Wowzers,
feel like I'm on the moon here. Has anyone thought about doing this?
So you're into space.
Did you know if the sun was to blow up, we wouldn't know about it for 8 minutes?
Really?
Because that's how long light takes to travel from the sun to Earth.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Insane. Slow news.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I'm it's too much for me.
Yeah,
just get overwhelmed.
Yeah,
that's it, mate.
It's a big place.
Yeah,
big place. Yeah,
well said, mate.
Yeah.
Shall we have our favourite segment ever?
Yeah.
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
So this one is, of course, a text message that either one of us has sent or received.
Right.
And the message is as follows. Big rain day tomorrow. Not had one of them for a while. I'm weirdly excited. Laughing, crying face.
Out of three here.
Yeah, no, you're not including this one,
yes,
mate.
Dave, explain to me this text.
So this was about a year ago. It was the Queen's second rain. Not second, obviously. She's been doing it for years.
Yeah.
But I spell it wrong. I spell it R-A-I-N. But what I meant was...
Have you spelled it wrong?
Sure, yes.
But I spelled it the that way, but I was meant to spell it the rain way.
Right. How do you spell it the rain way?
R-E-I-G-E-N, sound like that. There's a G in there.
Okay. Yeah, can I leave that on the table? Is that all right? Just,
yeah. And you know, I'm quite a big fan of the Royal Family. No, I'm a big fan of the royal family. I was quite excited to see it, you know. See the Queen, 69th year.
Yes, Queen.
Okay. Fair enough. Tom?
Max sent me this text. We hadn't spoken a few weeks, and this is just the example I picked out of some of the great chat that me and my mate have.
Yeah.
What happened
and
for a few weeks?
Is this the text Max sent you?
Yeah, so I messaged Max, asked him how he was, and he said, yeah, I'm good, mate. How are you? And I said, it's a beautiful day, you know.
Okay, yeah. So Max,
and then he sent me that back.
Where were you going?
Max would put a lol, wouldn't he? He'd put a lol if he was making a joke.
Mm. No, Max doesn't speak to me like that. He's actually very sincere when he speaks to me by text.
This guy over here.
Yeah. I remember I was walking down Trinity Way, and it was coming home from work, and it was quite sunny. It's just before Christmas, it was quite a warm evening. And said it was a beautiful day.
More wintery, isn't
it? No, it was maybe about, I think it was in November, but it was quite a nice evening.
Yeah.
A bit sunny.
Of course.
And had rain.
When the sun shines, the rain comes soon after.
Well, we were due a storm. We were due a named storm.
We named one,
and it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be coming that night, and it had been in the news.
Sorry, when was this? Like,
this was end of November.
Just gone.
Yeah,
just gone. Yeah.
I can't remember.
I've spoken for a few.
I can't remember what the storm was. Well, we see each other on the podcast, but we don't always chat talk, outside of you know.
It's the only time we really talk on the podcast, isn't it?
There came a point where me and Max were so anxious about saving it for the podcast that we just stopped speaking outside
on the podcast
altogether. Yeah,
no, you just do it now. And Stephen,
what's
going on in this text? Who sent it to you?
I received that from Joe McGrath.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Another text I have with Joe.
When?
A while ago, last year. Yeah.
Why?
Just having a chat, mate.
I think I've got this.
Go on.
Just because, Dave. Ooh, I think you're lying. Because.
Do you know how fucking boring this is, mate?
Rain.
Don't
we? Yeah? We want to get some entertainment from this segment. You just have three sentences and go, I think I've got this! And then we tell you the answer. Break it down. Get into the nitty gritty.
Well, you can rule one out. Rule one out.
Let's find some fucking comedy in this segment.
I'm doing my dissection.
I think I've got this, and then you don't ask any more questions.
Do you want to hear why it couldn't be me or could be me?
It couldn't be Dave.
Uh-huh. Sorry, Max is also in this one. I forgot to say, Max, who sent that to you?
This is from a dad. He's got a boat recently, and he's just put up a new hood for it. He's really excited because he wants to test it out. The only way to do that is to get a bit of water on it, a bit of rain.
Yeah,
so true.
You're not going to be surrounded by water on a boat, are you?
So true.
The only way you're getting wet is when it rains. That's the thing about boats. Will, if you get on
how are you going to get that water out in the sea onto the boat? Oh, use a bucket, Dad. No! Rain, baby.
When you say a hood,
get hose on it.
Like,
like a fucking hood, like a bit of tarp over it. Well, it's probably better than tarp.
So the boat's not waterproof.
You're driving a boat, you want to be safe from the elements, don't you?
Yeah.
So was it like a little rowing boat?
No, he's not rowing. Speedboat, baby.
Speedboat.
Speedboat.
So when it's raining, you want to be protected. So you put tarp over the top as you're driving the fucking boat.
And you've cut a little hole out in the front.
Yeah.
Just so you can see.
So yeah, the more he speaks, the more it does sound like Max.
He's got the little circles for his eyes to pay for. This whole thing.
I've never seen a speedboat with a hood.
Yeah, Joey. Oh, no, it's not a speedboat.
It's a jet ski.
And
can
I help you with this investigation?
Sure, go for it.
Does your dad use a lot of crying, laughing face emojis?
Yeah. He loves his emojis. He loves to stay lit. Keeps it honey.
Stay lit.
And that was also a lie.
Just a bit. Now you can stop ruling some out.
Okay. Well, it's not Dave, because the story was not structured or... I don't know, there's something going on there. Something going on.
Like the Queen and the rain.
Similar with Max. I don't think Max would send a laughing face.
No, he puts lol, Max, doesn't he?
He puts lol. I don't think you've ever sent me any laughing faces. Maybe you've sent me one. I don't know. But
why would he laugh at something you said?
Too true.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I think it's you, Stephen.
Yeah.
Because...
What were we talking about? Didn't even ask. It was five-a-side football. We were going to be in the rain.
Max, your line.
Well done. Cheers, Ryan.
Proud of yourself.
When I received the message, I said, Joe sent this message to Stephen.
Well done.
Yeah. I have to say, I thought it was you.
Sorry for killing that off then.
That's all right, mate.
It's all right, mate. No. God forbid we get some entertainment. Thank you, Max, for saving that then.
Yeah.
Great battle.
Yeah, like one person didn't pull the rope. Yeah. Hi, Stephen, Max, Tom, Dave, Ryan, Cam, and Joe. I've got a story that I've only told two people before, so why not share it with you guys as well? It's 2019 and I was at uni, utterly broke, and my phone had stopped working. So my dad offered to come down and give me his old one. For context, my parents had just separated and he was dating again. When my dad handed me the phone, he'd wiped it clean for me, literally. But what he hadn't realised was that he'd also cleared was that he'd also cleared them from the clouds. All the pictures of me and my brothers growing up were gone. He was devastated. So I promised that I could recover them. I synced his phone up to my laptop. We were both knelt in front of my coffee table trying to recover pictures of my childhood when an image of my dad's cock appeared on the screen. Oh, I tried to click away, but more appeared from multiple angles. I got up and paced out into the corridor. When I re-entered the room, they were gone. We have never spoken of it since. Be funnier if it wasn't your dad's cock. Yeah. You've probably worked out why we got divorced, son. Yeah. Your dad loves length. thank you to that anonymous sender. Yeah. Don't know if he wanted to be anonymous, but I'll keep you anonymous.
For yeah, his dad might brutal, be brutal. I'll be all right.
Bro, man. Psh.
Yes.
God, we love this, right?
Get out.
Get out.
The demon. Right. Ryan's got it from him.
Calm down.
Go on, let's see how he does for 2 minutes.
Ryan, do you want to introduce the next segment?
Yeah. This is IMAX.
Fucking hell, I hate this segment.
Yeah, boy, it is everyone's favourite segment, unless you're someone sat around this table. Yeah. Max, you're blocking the light.
The light has gone out. very apt. IMAX looms on the horizon.
Here he is. Well, take
I'm
it,
back, baby.
Take
I've had a lot of emails. A lot of calls to my personal number, so I don't know how you got that, begging for IMAX to return. So I've got a little speech I prepared. 2 years ago, we all witnessed the birth of a brand new segment, like a newborn babe pushed out into the world. All who saw fell in love instantly. Parties in the streets.
Oh, you don't go to a maternity ward.
Trump kicked out of office. The world had begun to heal. And since it was taken from us... Look at the world.
No, that's the wrong ear.
The Taliban
returned.
That's
the wrong ear. You got the wrong ear, mate.
How did I get the wrong ear?
Because that was last year.
Yeah, and IMAX was still going. 2019. Yeah, whilst IMAX was going on, Trump was kicked out of office. And then it left and the Taliban returned.
Things that I...
Coincidence?
It's very confused.
It's just using things I said in that fucking review of 2021, mate.
And due to the state of the world and the fresh horrors we see daily...
Yeah.
I've deemed it wise, nay, almost necessary, that we bring it back. Hooray! We're bringing it back, IMAX, woo!
Actually, I was the one who brought it back. Yeah. From what I heard, you weren't happy about it. So
I just want to say thank you to everyone that called.
Even the haters.
Even the haters, yeah. Hate the haters, but, you know, love what they bring to the segment.
You're welcome, mate.
You're one of the haters. All good is good press. Well,
you know, I always give credit where it's due.
Yeah, and the day it is, I'm not. you know, it's just a shame that, you know, IMAX, I can't just rip off the internet in its entirety.
Got a full-time job, mate. I've got a full-time job, mate.
Don't do great reviews like I do.
Got a full-time job, mate. I'm busy.
Yeah.
Busy man.
Too busy to think of some
mate,
fucking
I cruise
little
the internet
questions.
And, don't worry.
Just cruise the internet.
I've got it
fucking
this week.
Hell. You know what I cruise?
Go on.
Your dad's boat.
Streets of Hollywood. Yeah.
Oh, my segment's gone shit. I'll make a new one. And again and again and again, mate. It's harder to bring back a segment that's gone a bit tired.
No,
that's the real
all.
Fucking
not at all, mate. Not
and
at
I'm
going
to do it.
Very the number
I'm
one segment.
I'm going to fucking do it.
Number one segment, mate. Yours
that was a long time ago. What's happened to it since?
Oh, a long time ago. 2 years ago, mate.
What's happened to it since?
It was recently did that.
Yeah, so recent.
100K special.
I'm not sure.
Too recent, if
No.
Like, I mean, a little bit too recent.
But, you know, IMAX fans are the ones that will get out and vote. You know,
people are, you know, this is why we only speak during the fucking podcast.
My fans have got jobs. They've got better, better things to do.
Yeah, really,
my fans
better
are
things
responsible
to do
members
work
of
on
society.
This podcast.
little IMAX fans.
You're a valuable member of society. What do you do? You answer emails in a fucking
sat
studio.
Sat home all day in the dark, fucking wanking and playing games.
Oh, hello, mate. Hello, Max. Me, Tom, from the studio. Sorry, I couldn't call you earlier.
Well, he fucking needs this.
What an honourable member of society. I am. God.
So
IMAX is back. And it's bigger and better than ever.
Unfortunately, we don't have any time for the segment. You slightly overran with your argument there, mate. Thank you very much. Great to have it back.
Right, well.
Can we have a chat, please, Max?
Yeah.
That was a bit of a mess.
Imagine if you and me argue.
God,
like
could
that.
You could you imagine?
Yeah. And that's
hello. Oh, hello. Who's this? Hello,
how do you do?
Yeah, not bad you. Yourself.
Good, thank you.
Yeah, it's good. And what's your name?
My name is Phil Minghew.
So,
You're on. Very stylish, Phil.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
I like what you're bringing.
Mm? Cheers, mate.
Is that your real hair?
Yep.
What brings you here today?
Is that your real hair?
Unfortunately.
Turkey job. Yeah.
A turkey job. Might as well.
Barbers.
Yeah. Might as well be. Yeah. What do you mean by that?
I don't really know. To be honest.
That makes sense, though, doesn't it?
Just comes across quite bad.
You're really good at making things awkward.
Yeah.
You're the best in the world, mate. Fucking awkward goat. That's what you are.
Some say.
That's your spirit animal, an awkward goat.
Mm. Why are you here?
Good question,
mate. What are you doing here?
Hey, what's your language?
Sorry. Right.
It's a guess.
You seem stressed.
Yeah, agitated.
I'm here to promote my business.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Very good.
And it is a cracker.
Lovely.
Pardon my language around these honky white men. it is bloody good fun.
Yeah.
And what would be that then?
My swimming club.
Swimming club.
Yeah.
Do you teach?
I do teach.
Yeah, nice.
I teach everyone how to swim. Swimming's important.
Yeah,
if you're in the sea, you'll drown. Yeah.
Although
I've heard you have a boat, don't you?
Yeah.
Your father has a boat.
Yeah.
It's got a lovely head on it.
Thank you.
Yeah, it does.
Tastes a bit salty though from the sea.
So how comes you've got like a camera on you all the...
This was a horrific accident.
Oh right, okay.
Yeah, I was doing media studies many years ago, and I put on a lot of weight in my hands. And it's stuck.
It fused.
It just won't move now.
Right.
It's stuck there for good.
So, yeah. Fortunately, I'm left-handed. So I can work around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can still teach the kids to swim. I've sprayed it in waterproof spray so I can get on with it.
Yeah.
I like to think.
Yeah. Do you not get nothing come up about you've got a camera in your hand teaching kids to swim? And
not just kids, adults as well. Oh, mate. I didn't know you were getting that there.
Where do you teach, Phil?
In the pool.
It's in a pool.
And on the side. Sometimes I don't want to get wet. You know, I forget my towel. I'm not getting soaked.
Yeah.
Got to walk home.
Exactly.
It's embarrassing.
But you're quite hands-on when called for.
Whoa.
No.
I don't appreciate that terminology. I prefer to say well in there, okay? My whole idea is my business is come and get your fill.
Oh, yeah. I like it because your name's Phil.
Absolutely.
Yes, you're on it, mate. You're good.
A lot of complaints because I spelt come wrong, but as I say, dyslexia runs in the family. Or should I say swims?
A bit weird, aren't you, mate?
Huh? A bit?
I'm just a businessman who teaches people to swim. That's a good life lesson, I think.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
How did you get into it?
There's a ladder at the side.
You just stepped down, mate.
It's typically the first week we get onto that.
So it's just effectively swimming lessons.
Absolutely,
mate. So it's because you said it's a club. Are there any...
There's a few hardcore members, yeah.
Okay.
They stick around. A lot of good guys.
Is it a full-time position? Do you do this every
all
day?
All the time, every day. It's my passion in life.
Yeah.
One of them, at least. I just love to help people out and swim.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
What did you do before this, Phil?
Nothing. I went straight from college into the pool.
Oh, didn't we?
Really?
Nice.
And I've been, you know, working there ever since.
Are you
really built it up?
You strong swimmer yourself?
I'm okay. I'm more of a teacher than an actual swimmer. I know Michael Phelps. No, don't be fooled by my physique.
So what's your favourite like swimming style? Like what, breaststroke?
I love the butterfly.
Yeah, butterfly. Yeah,
breaststroke.
Yeah.
They're fun.
Yeah,
they're great fun, aren't they?
I can see you liking that.
Yeah, it's so good.
You can see me liking it.
Yeah.
You can do on one of my many videos I've got of it.
Oh, brilliant. Nice.
Yeah, I have a reaction cam on my face, and I have a camera. This one,
that
films people.
Right,
okay.
Because you need to get a good technique, and it's great to watch it back, you know?
Yeah.
I bet
look at
it
that.
Is.
Look at your toned thighs as they go through the water, you know?
Yeah.
Great action you've got there.
Yeah.
Do you sell on them videos?
Don't wear a one piece. Sorry.
And so these reaction videos are quite useful to your students.
The ones for me are just to see my expression. But the one on the students is great for them, you know.
Right, okay.
Learning.
The expression, not so much.
No, I don't really show them that one. Very, very useless. A quote from one of my former students. Gobby Preck.
Was that his name? Or
no. Wasn't his hobby either.
frigid.
You're an interesting man.
Thank you very much.
Have you? What's your most notable work? Like, who's the most notable student you've taught? Is there anyone that?
Well, it's tricky, you know. There was a girl in the paper who drowned, so I guess. I guess she made some headlines. Probably go there, mate.
You've come on to promote the business.
Yeah, absolutely. It's filming you swimming club. Get involved. Yeah? Very cheap. I do reasonable rates. £4 a session, 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
I stay after if you want. Go through your technique. It's really good stuff. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
In depth.
In depth.
Like, yeah.
Nice.
And the shallow.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Do you teach him how to put that hat on? No, the water hat.
This one?
No.
No, mate. That's my hat. Not taking my clothes off.
You swim in your clothes?
Not all the time, I often.
No, right.
To rescue a few people, you know, drowning. If it happens 3 times, I look bad.
Just on the one at the minute, one strike.
No, two.
Ah.
Yeah, okay. I've taught so many students, it's bound to happen, isn't it?
Yeah. How many have you taught?
It's on the business card. I've taught loads of people, mate. Handfuls.
Yeah.
You know?
How many would you say is in one class at a time?
Mm.
Just want to know what we're getting for £4. Exactly.
Most we've had is about 20.
20 people at once. Right. Okay.
It was for one day only when a school came. Meant to be a 6-week programme. They stopped. I guess they had to focus on maths and English. Yeah. Fair enough, whatever.
Yeah. They stopped?
Yeah.
Just did they give you a reason?
Halfway through they just said no. Not on.
It's terrible. Yeah, though,
was there an incident at all that prompted this?
I don't recall. Recall is the word.
Yeah.
It was disabled because of my fused hand. They said they didn't like it.
I
could see that. I could see that being an issue.
Right.
And there is no way you can get that removed.
Not a chance. This is welded on.
Do you often watch back the footage?
Yeah, mate. I'm really into it. I go through what the swimmers have done. I go, that's good, that's bad.
Yeah.
So in depth. I'm like the Pep Guardiola of the pool.
Nice reference.
Less trophies, though.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Phil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
I don't want to go.
Oh.
I've come on. I've been called weird. I've been called interesting.
That means nothing from coming from...
It's still a bit weird.
Can I stay for one more segment to prove my normalness?
One more.
Why not?
Says here it's Dave's Raves next.
Dave's Raves. Gotta get those Dave's Raves.
Do you want to explain the segment?
Oh, so basically, it's whatever it comes to mind for me during that week or them couple of days.
Right.
It's just what I have to think of and what annoys me.
Same shit.
Or just like...
annoys you?
What can annoy me and it can't. It's just whatever pops into my head.
Can I get involved in this one?
Of course you can. Say what you feel. I feel like I'm seeing dwarves everywhere. The flashlight on your phone.
We've moved on already.
It's basically...
You've been in a pantomime?
No. No, I saw a dwarf in the street the other day, and then the same day, I watched a TV show with a dwarf in it.
Right.
And then the same after that show, we watched a film, and the same dwarf was in it.
Right.
So you've mainly seen dwarves in films, aren't you?
Yeah, but they're just... I'm just constantly...
You're watching kind of dwarf...
There's been an advert with dwarves in them. To be fair, that was an advert about rings, so I assume it's something to do with that. The flashlight on your phone. Oh, we were talking about this earlier. Basically, I was unplugging my phone from the...
Isn't it my go? Fuck it.
Did you want to go?
Yeah, mate.
I see. Go on. What's yours?
I hate the way pepper spray feels.
Yeah, you should.
It's not worth it.
We don't talk about that stuff here.
Fucking hell.
I can't decide whether I liked him or not.
No, he was an interesting guy.
Yeah.
He seemed all right, generally.
Yeah?
But something about the camera.
Yeah, just no doctor could actually cut the strap off, you know, and...
If that's bullshit, it changes everything.
Well, that's...
Yeah, hello, mate. You would just miss.
What are we up to?
Random. Oh yeah.
Dave's Raves. Torch on your phone.
Torch on your phone.
No,
I feel
it's
like it's going to blow up. Because when I'm unplugging it from my thing, from like the charger. Yeah. I accidentally pressed the torch. And I thought my life was flashing before my eyes.
Oh, I see, right.
It, didn't you? And then it, oh, boom.
How many times does that happen?
Twice.
Yeah.
Fuming. Oh. Fuming every time.
For a load of dwarves, aren't they?
The theme song to the BBC News, very intense, you know. Dun, 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 dun.
Is that it?
I don't know. It might be Chase, actually.
Because Bill Bailey did a bit about that, about the BBC News. He kind of did a whole thing about how intense and sounded like someone from like a spaceship or something.
No!
You're taking the piss.
Shut up and sit down. We have a joke thief that needs to be punished pronto.
That's right, guys. We have a joke thief that needs to be punished.
You're taking the piss.
Watch it. It's a good bit.
Okay.
It's all
oh,
days,
sorry. that was Days Raves. Days Raves. You had those Days Raves. It was David.
Move on to Ryan's new segment. It's Ryan's Dying.
Got
a little jingle for him.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Hello there, my name is Ryan Locke.
Send him off! Send the dirty gate off! Get him off the field! That was diabolical! Get him off the field! That's just typical what it is! Get him walking!
Get him walking!
Welcome to Ryan's Dying, a brand new segment by me, Ryan. This week, I'm imagining...
The audio from you at the bar.
I want you to imagine... that I'm dead.
Oh.
Okay.
So we've got to do half the work. So,
you're with the
mind. No. So I'll be here, right? I died a couple of weeks ago. Right.
Would we stop the podcast for a week?
No,
if
I don't
died?
Think so.
Unless the funeral
was that, yeah.
Because I'm on
yeah.
it like every other week anyway.
If it was
so
a Thursday.
Would work out. Would work out.
Okay, so Ryan's dead. I guess we're in some kind of a state of mourning. Yeah. Or probably not.
I was going to say, don't be sad.
Afternoon. Don't be sad. That's step one.
Don't be sad.
Yeah, this is what he's telling us to do. Don't be sad.
Don't be sad.
So you're prepping us.
Come to my funeral.
Okay.
Yeah. Have a really good time.
This is the segment.
I've got some.
What are you doing right now? What is this?
I'm just
panicking.
Just letting you know.
Okay.
If I died, I want to have a big party.
Yeah.
You're all invited.
What,
right?
if you were murdered? We can't be celebrating a murdered body. Yeah.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
That's what we want.
So I'm not going to have a big party just because I was murdered.
Celebrate. Yeah.
I don't think you'd be celebrating if you were murdered. It doesn't feel right.
But like, no, of course it, because it's still my life. It was taken away from me, right? But I don't want everyone depressed and sad at my funeral. It doesn't matter how I die, just, you know, celebrate my life.
Died how we lived.
And what I'm going to do
fear.
Is that there's, I have different things.
Fear of everything.
I have different things that I would leave.
It was typical of Ryan to leave early.
It's a fucking long segment, this.
It's going to be worth it.
I would leave each of you different things, but I don't want to leave the
fucking
all these.
Salatoy, that cocktail.
You're loving this, aren't you?
That was Ryan's dying, everyone.
No, go on, Tom.
Okay.
To Tom, I leave to you my list of my favourite bars and restaurants.
But
you can't have the whole list yet.
Surely this is just things Tom's recommended to you.
You can only have previews. I can only give you a couple of things.
So I can open it.
Stephen, when I die, I will leave to you...
the list of things you don't like about
it.
The seven stars and the moon underwater.
Yeah, two of my favourite restaurants.
What? The moon underwater? The Weatherspoons? It's your favourite restaurant.
They're both Weatherspoons, aren't they?
They are both Weatherspoons.
There's a seven stars in St. Helens.
Is there?
Yeah.
Stephen, to you, I leave all of my jokes.
Nice.
Which is a lot of pages.
Looks like it.
But I'm only giving you two.
Mate, I've heard these.
Yeah, I know. You've probably heard them all, to be honest.
I had sex with Penelope from Thunderbirds, no strings attached.
Nice.
I would make a joke about my sexual experience with a midget. Not even the right terminology.
Yeah. Offensive, that, mate. Sorry. Cancelled.
I wrote that first as well. I had to change it.
But she was foreign.
I mean, that's not what it says.
That would
be
mate.
A low blow.
It was, mate.
Dave, to you, I leave all my clothes.
Thank you.
It's just a pair of my least favourite socks.
Oh, cheers, mate.
Is that a pair?
Yeah.
Looks like bad. Like,
and
bad
to Max. Quality.
You didn't
a
know
couple of things. Max, I didn't know you were going to be here. Also, I didn't know you were going to be here. Hence the bars and restaurants, Berkus. It works for you as well.
Yeah. Oh, was that for Joe?
I'm aware of them and I wouldn't go there.
Yeah.
Is that
to
it?
The audience, I'll leave a video.
How do you think you'd be remembered?
As the funny one from Stephen Fry's.
Yeah.
Have you watched any of the
I'm really good, right?
Oh. Tell me.
You're number one.
I'm non-stop, right?
Non-stop, baby. It's time for Tom Looney.
Hey. Looney.
Oh. You missed it last week. The Mexicans came in and told him off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
To spice it up.
Yeah, so I've... It's not always about me. Been looking out to, see what the other loony bastards out there have been up to.
Oh, yeah.
So obviously, delved into Ask Reddit.
It's not Ask Jeeves.
So this was quite a funny thread. I say it was funny. No, not funny at all. It seemed funny to begin with, but then it got really dark. So it's basically...
Get with Ryan's torch.
What's your secret that could literally ruin your life if it came out?
Ooh.
Yeah, so I've got a few.
Oh, yes.
Some of them are. So some of them are a bit quite lighthearted. 2.5 years ago, I was in dire financial straits, so I sold my home to keep my struggling business afloat. Neglected to tell the owners that I have an 800 square foot bunker on the property that I built about 7 years ago. The bunker that I've called home since I sold it. The entrance to it is well hidden, but I still come and go very early, very late in the day.
So that's
living
now.
Yeah, that's quite a good one.
Yeah.
So I guess the idea is that, you know, if someone found out, you know, you'd be rumbled. These two are quite similar and. Terrible, really. I once helped out my female friend's family by taking care of their cat for a week. Every day for a week, I would go over there and snoop around the house. I found my friend's diary and proceeded to read the entire thing. I used this information to get her to like me, and she's currently my wife. this one's kind of like that, but it's worse. I don't have a lot of confidence and can never ask girls out. Aw. Sympathy.
Yeah.
I met my current wife by installing a keystroke logger on her computer and intercepting Facebook messages and chats with her friends until I confirmed that she liked me. That way I knew exactly how to approach her. I orchestrated our entire courtship to my advantage. If she knew, she would likely divorce me because I delved deep into her personal life and found out some crazy things about her past.
Oh,
that
shit.
Second one, that one is so bad.
Jesus. And on a light-hearted one, this will probably never be seen by anyone, but fuck it. My father once owned a cat who loved to suck our earlobes for whatever reason. About half a decade ago, my father left me alone in his apartment with his cat. I don't know exactly why, but I grabbed the cat, went into the bedroom with it, laid on my back, put it on my chest, and let it suck my earlobes while masturbating. I find myself fucking disgusting when I think about it, but still think it was one of my best faps.
Definitely did it again.
Yeah.
Can we go see Uncle? Yeah, he's not in tonight. Better.
Oh, I enjoyed that. That was
good.
Quite thrilling.
Well done, Tom.
Yeah.
Looney.
Is that alright, Max? Was that okay?
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's time for Put It To The Max.
This one was written by a certain member in this room.
Oh, nice.
Really good one, Max.
Love it.
So I had to use it. Would you rather find out where ducks go when it rains or love the apartheid? I'm going to go with the find out where ducks go when it rains.
Yeah, I'll go with that. It seems safer. So.
Yeah, that's it.
Socially, I think that's more acceptable.
Exactly.
It is intriguing.
Yeah.
It is. I don't see
him.
Yeah.
You did see
him. I did see him.
Saw him on a lake or river, wherever it was.
It was on a boat, yeah. And it did have a roof.
Yeah. Yeah, it did.
Did.
So I had two guys fucking in the back. Just saying, Dad, this is wrong. Why does it feel right? Should we have the Put It To The Max? Because we sort of...
Do you want it?
Yeah, we nailed that one.
Yeah,
we're all in agreement.
I'm in agreement with that one.
Get your mug in. Mate. People love to see you.
No, I'm not.
They love it. Crouch down.
Hello, guys.
Crouchy Smith.
Only me.
Crouchy Smith. His name in Portsmouth when he was a striker for the football team.
He smiled at me once.
Still debatable because he wasn't actually there.
Oh, yeah.
Put It To The Max. So we've got two questions. I'll go with the first one.
Great place to start.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, dudes and dudettes. Paul here with some cues for UAs.
Whoa!
Yeah, not good, is it? My little brother and sister, they're twins, long story, don't ask, finally made it to university. My parents couldn't be more happy. Issue is, I'm still living at home with no prospects, and they're fuming. I'm 34, and I just don't know what to do anymore. Any advice?
Right, Max, thank you for that.
Cheers, Max.
Jesus didn't make it past 40. So
No. It's I mean, get up and do something about it, you know. Yeah. The time it's taking you to write that fucking email. Yeah. Get some fucking prospects. Yeah. Start moving forward.
Talk to them.
Take a puff.
Age is just a number.
What the fuck? Disgusting.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the fiddler. He's back. We thought he'd gone away. But he's back.
Get out.
Fuck me. Oh, I've got such bad gas right now.
What was the question?
You seem tense these days, Ryan.
Yes.
Could be anxiety, that, mate.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Somebody's around me as well. What's going on there?
In Heightens.
You are the cause of a lot of my anxiety.
No, it's your failure in life.
Yeah, it could be that.
Yeah.
Your boy.
Do you hear what this guy's saying and kind of, does it resonate with you at all?
Is it Stephen?
No. Oh, sorry.
The one about the
yeah. You've got a younger brother.
It does.
But, yeah, you know, he's finished his degree. He hasn't got a job. It's been 7 months.
Yeah.
So he's just writing plays.
Oh,
nice.
So he's busy. I mean, he's chasing a dream.
He's making himself busy. Yeah. He's.
I've tried writing. Just don't know how to start.
Start with your name, mate.
That's
what I do.
Who am I? Where am I?
I'm in space. Again.
Oh my god. been smoking bar salts again.
Basically, smoking. Banned from Lush. I think, you know what, we've seen that when you're a character, you sort of really become them.
Yeah.
Tell yourself you're a genius writer.
That's it.
And then you'll do it. Max, how do you feel about this 34-year-old? Your advice? In 5 words or less.
Do what makes you happy.
What makes you happy.
5 words or
Max
less.
Max Smith there. And that's why it's called Put It to the Max, because at the end of the day, he knows best.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be me in a few years.
Yeah. Did I tell you about the story where I almost killed my cat?
No, go on.
Thought I chucked it in the washing machine.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Dave plus one. He just repeats. The TV channel.
Can he get a thing for stealing his own joke? Is that?
Oh yeah.
No. Because you're just desperate to get off the hook here, and it's you two. It's you two.
Fuck. We need to film it. We need to find this Bill.
Should we just let it go? Should we just let it go?
Yeah.
Like we were punished, weren't we?
We were. We don't have any proof of this Bill.
I know. If I had a week's warning as well, I might have
prepared more.
Lined my stomach.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll put it to the viewers. Who's going to get punished out of Dave and Tom?
Tom.
Please let us know. And on the sound of the sighs, we shall end the podcast. I've been joined by Ryan Locke.
Hey.
Ryan.
Put it there, man. Put it there. But you're number one.
Ryan.
David Rees.
That's all, folks.
I think
no.
So.
No.
Spot on.
No.
Usually with that walk, fine. Yeah. But when you've walked the fine line,
yeah.
I need to stop saying walk.
Repeat offender.
You know.
That's it.
Bye. Me as well. Yeah.
Oh.
Test daily on Strictly.
She waved her cast around. That's Tess.
Yeah.
Get it, Ryan. Go on. Go for him.
And thank you to Max Smith over in the corner.
Come on, Max.
Max, hey, Max, you might know.
Yeah, bye,
Chair. Stay safe, stay out,
see
by
you.